festival racing continues this weekend with the Australian Guineas at Flemington. Josh Caddy, who we know as ex-Geelong, now Richmond Premiership player, going to have a take a great deal of interest in this race on the weekend, has been good enough to join us. Hello, Josh.
G'day, Andy. How are you, mate?
I'm going all right. How would you go if a great white accidentally bumped into you while you had your feet dangling in the water sitting on a surfboard?
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that'd be pretty unbelievable. Oh, definitely no names for what he went through, but yeah, luckily he got out unscathed, and congratulations to him on such a great career. I actually didn't know until I just heard it then, but yeah, he's an amazing Australian sportsman.
Oh, he's been awesome, mate. You're hopefully going to have an awesome experience on the weekend. You're a co-owner of a very, very good colt, Main Stage, running in the Australian Guineas on the weekend. How keyed up are you about this?
Yeah, it's another exciting event for us. Obviously, as it's been documented, we just sort of, you know, bought into it to a horse just for a bit of fun. A group of us at the footy club, and turned out to be a pretty good one. And yeah, we got to go to the Derby and watch him have a run last year, and he's obviously had a bit of a spell over the summer and ran really well a couple of weeks ago at Flemington. So we're hoping that he can put in another good showing on Saturday and hopefully get up. But pretty tough race, but yeah, we're pretty confident that it's a big chance.
Trained by Natalie Young and Trent Bussett, and what are they saying to you, Josh, about Main Stage's chances?
Yeah, well, like I said, there's obviously some really good horses in the race, so you just never know. But he's they said he's been performing really well on the track. He's happy and he's loving being back out there. So he's in good nick, and he's long odds, but they're pretty confident that if he's drawn a good barrier too, which in past races he hasn't been so lucky with. So they're pretty confident that he's going to give it a good crack anyway. We'll wait and see.
It's a fairly handy run last start. How many times have you and the boys been able to get along and see him race?
Yeah, a few of us went last year to Derby Day, which was obviously good. It was in the off-season too, so we had a cracking day. And then Dion and I went a couple of weeks ago in that race at Flemington on the Saturday a couple of weeks ago and watched him too. It was a bit quieter, as it will be this week, because we're playing next Wednesday night. So
exactly.
It's quiet this weekend, but it's always good to get down and have a watch and watch the other races too. Obviously, some big races on the weekend, so it should be a good day.
Do you get kind of... I've had a minor share in a couple of horses along the way, none as good as Main Stage, and you can't explain it. You're trying to tell people how excited you get and how nervous and anxious you get before the race. Are you?
Yeah.
We're idiots. You're probably a bit more balanced than us, but are you the same before the horse races? Do you get sort of ridiculously sort of keyed up about it all?
Yeah, it's funny to say that. Like before the whole thing with Main Stage, I'd never really been into horse racing at all. Like, I didn't have any idea about it. And then, like I said, we just did it for a bit of fun, thinking that, you know, we'd get a horse and we might go out to the country and
exactly.
Watch it and have a bit of fun. You know, it was never about really trying to succeed. It was just about having a bit of fun with a few of us and, you know, have something to have an interest in. And yeah, you're right. Yeah, so what, going to watch him run at Flemington is before a race. I'll get the heart starts pumping and then sort of. And then during the race, it gets even more sort of hectic and, you know, coming down the straight and it looks like a chance and your heart's thumping. And yeah, it's really, you get a massive adrenaline rush out of it. So it's pretty exciting. It is very exciting, especially when you've got an interest in a horse like that. Yeah, we're really lucky because it's been good fun.
You just want to make sure that you're not, with the cameras, you know, they have those cutaway shots of the owners, you know, the group of owners. When the horse wins and you look at yourself and you go, geez, I'm really carried on like a fair-dinkum goose.
Yeah.
You just don't want to go too over the top for fear of looking like a complete clown.
Yeah, well, yeah, if he's good enough on the weekend, I'll get a bit carried away on the footy field and sort of get a bit embarrassed to carry on celebrations of starting out in the ground. So, yeah, I'll be really conscious of how I look if he happens to get up on the
good
weekend.
Good man, good man. Who are you? Who else? You mentioned Dion Preston. Who else is in the horse with you?
Yeah, so there's obviously Dusty. That was how I got sort of so much airtime with Dusty last year. So our syndicate's called Dusty's Boys.
Right.
Our BFL runner, Richie, is mad. He's mad into his horses, and he got us involved in it through Andrew McQualter as well, who's our assistant coach. And then there's Dion and I, Dustin, Reece Conker, Big Nank, Anthony Miles, Sammy Lloyd jumped in too. And I think that's it.
Righto. Hey, all the best. All the best. It's a huge race, and it's a great chance to you know, be part of something unbelievably special. We're with you. Wish you all the very best. Just a quick word on the footy. As you said, you've got about a, I don't know what it is, about a 14-day break between your two JLT games. You couldn't hardly, Josh, have looked more impressive as a group, I don't reckon, than you did in the first up hit out at Wangaratta. You must have been, take a lot of confidence away, just dusting the cobwebs off the way you did against Essendon.
Yeah, well, you know, with the change in the format, it was only the two games. We were taking it really seriously and wanted to win. And coming off the back of last year, you know, we don't want to be flirting with form and sort of thinking that we can take liberties because we can't. We're a blue collar side, and we've got to bring that style of footy every week. Otherwise, we get found out, and you know, we'll be no good. So we rely on that manic game style and pressure, and hunting the opposition. And so we just had a massive focus to do that. And like I said, we want to hit the ground running going into the season, and we started well against Essendon, but we're trying to do the exact same against North Melbourne next Wednesday, and then it's only 2 weeks until the season starts. So it's rolling around really quickly, but yeah, we're in good nick, and we're pretty confident about the year ahead and very excited.
And I know you want to keep the lid on it. It's all about team, and you probably get sick of people asking you about him, but does Dusty, to my eye, just looked a little bit fitter and a bit more physically sharper against the Bombers? Do you reckon he's trained on a bit and he looks even in better nick coming into 2018 than he was in 2017?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, he's unbelievable. He went off at three-quarter time, was still the best player on the ground, and you know, had the most of the footy and the most influence on the game. So just an unbelievable player. He's only 26, so yeah, they say players sort of hit their prime between that sort of 25 to 28 bracket. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets better this year. Never misses training. He's done a whole pre-season, as he always does, and yeah, he's a great nick. Along with a lot of other players too. We've had a pretty healthy pre-season, and everything's sort of going along well for us. So like I said, we've just got to bring that same intent and attitude that we did against Essendon and that we did last year, and you never know what could happen.
Mate, it was a hell of a story in 2017. It'll be another one in 2018 if you go back-to-back. All the very best with all of that, but just a little in front of all of that and a bit more in front of you right now. All the very best with main stage in the Guineas on Saturday, mate. We wish all the very best. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me, mate.
Good on you. Josh Caddy, who's part of the ownership of a horse that's got a live chance going around in the feature event on Saturday, the Australian Guineas at Flemington. Get along and enjoy the Festival of Racing. It's